USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he's accepted an appointment from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to serve on the special committee investigating the Capitol riots. He joins Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney as the two Republicans on the panel after House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy withdrew his selections late last week. McCarthy pulling his picks after the nominations of Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio were rejected by Speaker Pelosi. The committee is set to hold its first hearing later this week. And France's parliament has approved a measure that will mandate COVID vaccinations for all healthcare workers in the country and require a special virus pass to enter restaurants and travel domestically on planes and trains. The bill prompted thousands to protest across the country over the weekend, with the largest demonstrations in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron called the measure a necessity amid rising cases to protect the country's vulnerable populations and to avoid more lockdowns. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, bipartisan infrastructure bill is close to fruition, according to the U.S. Secretary of Commerce. Secretary Gina Raimondo said Sunday that the Biden administration has been in contact with the group of senators working to finalize the package and is optimistic about its passage. She tells CBS's Face the Nation that she believes it will get done despite statements from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that she wouldn't bring the bill up for a vote in the House until a larger spending package is passed through the budget resolution process.
It's what Americans want. It's what Americans deserve. I'll tell you, when I was governor, if I ever worked on an issue where I had both the Chamber of Commerce and the local AFL-CIO saying they supported it and get it done, I knew it had to happen because it was the right thing to do. And that's what we have here. I hear from business leaders every day, get this passed. We need everyone to have broadband. We need improvements in roads and bridges. You hear the same thing from labor and progressives. So, yes, it's complicated. No, we're not there yet, but it's going to happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. is experiencing a rise in new COVID cases that's being attributed to the highly transmissible Delta strain of the coronavirus. Delta now accounts for more than 80% of those new cases. The country is now averaging about 43,000 new infections a day. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday explained why the Delta variant is more infectious than other strains of the virus.
What we know is that the virus levels that you develop early in the course of the infection are significantly higher with this Delta virus than with the old strains. And that's why people are more contagious. That's why this is spreading more rapidly. But the other thing we know about this is that those virus levels go up very quickly. And that's why we think that the virus is more, it's easier for this virus to overwhelm the immune system. So, for example, if you have a vaccine that you got 7 or 8 months ago and your antibody levels are declining, if you get this new Delta variant, it's easier for this Delta variant to overwhelm low antibody levels. And that's why we're considering whether or not some people might need boosters to increase their antibody levels. So we know that you have more virus on board earlier in the course of the infection. We know that you're likely to shed more virus. That makes you more contagious. It also makes it more likely that you're going to develop an infection from this new variant.
Three states, Florida, Missouri, and Texas, currently account for about 40% of all the new cases in the U.S. And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.